spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about, in your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. So your weekly grocery run can feel even more productive, and that morning coffee can taste like a little victory. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities to get lower rates on loans, like for a new ride or finally having a home to call your own. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Come today to get started.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
No one got these standing away.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, Brad Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
Oh, boy, here we go. It is a special day on the sports calendar. It is the first round of the NFL draft. We got a big 2 hours. Are you guys sick and tired of hearing that sounder on the fan these last several days? Well, once this week is over, you won't have to hear it again for quite some time. I am Timmy Hall. It's good to be here with you. We got our man Ryan Baker back here running things tonight. It's good to see him. And to my right, a man that knows what it's like to be in the National Football League when not many of us do. Tyvis Powell, everybody.
This is a great night. I can't wait to see where some of these Buckeyes go. This is going to be the best 3 days ever. Hopefully more Buckeyes. That's what the NFL needs, more Buckeyes.
Got a lot of Buckeyes, man, and we'll have some numbers about that coming up here soon. And it is incredible. I think the NFL draft, now look, it differs from Buckeye fan to Buckeye fan, right? I get how most of your time and energy and your passion is for the team right here, and that makes sense. It's for the college football team.
Yes.
But it all sort of cycles back into it, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a machine and you got to keep it well oiled. And if you go and, you know, ever take a visit, I know they're just recently we read that they're doing tours for Ohio Stadium. And in this era of NIL, I'm certain there'll be some events where you can actually get into the Woody Hayes Athletic Center.
No, we did
which
that.
Is where they, I think that's already been
they
done,
did, yeah.
Right?
They did the open, the 1870 Society.
Yeah.
Did the open house. That was like Last month, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I was going to say is when you walk around in there, what do you think you see all over the walls? You see players that have already come and gone. That's really all it is. I mean, you're only there for a short period of time. And then what keeps Ohio State going, obviously, is the legacy that the players leave. And a lot of times they are strengthening their legacies by what they do, not just in front of the Ohio State fan base and not just in front of a college football loving crowd. But it's done on Sundays. It's done in the NFL. That's where you make your legacy. That's why when we play Madden, we get into that mode and that whatever we call that thing, face the franchise.
Yeah, franchise.
We're going to just try to pad stats and win Super Bowls and try to be better than Tom Brady ever was. But hey, the Buckeyes have had a lot of guys that have done just incredible things and worn gold jackets and done everything that there is to do at that NFL level, and you don't know. You just never know. Marvin Harrison Jr. going to go in the first round. It could be step one of a gold jacket type career.
I mean, yeah. He's one of those guys that I feel like he's a sure thing. Like, I feel like in this draft, oftentimes you got to guess, is this guy going to pan out? How does his skill set translate to the NFL? But I feel like with Marvin, he's like a for sure thing. You know what you're going to get. You're going to get a complete wide receiver that can run routes, that can catch the ball, that can make big plays, that's played in big games. You're going to get a guy that's going to be on your roster for at least 7+ years. And I think he's going to do great things in this league. I mean, this guy has been having eyeballs on him for the past 2 years now. And I can't wait to see where he goes. Right now, I think he's projected to go to the Cardinals, which would be nice for him and Kyler, and he'll be back with Paris Johnson Jr., so that'd be nice.
Set the table for what we're going to do here tonight. So coming up in the next segment, so not too long, we'll get inside some of the numbers and just sort of show you how legendary Ohio State has always been at producing talent for the NFL, and it shows you the way that they develop here, which is true. Beers and Buckeyes with Pat Murphy. Like we usually will do on a Thursday, he'll be by at 6:33, so he'll give his take on this whole class that's going on to the NFL and what he remembers about them. We'll have a little hoops to discuss at the end of the hour. And then at 7, we sort of, you and I will stay here, but we turn it into our NFL draft preview show. And so you'll get to hear a special show open that you will not want to miss. I've been told that Common Man wrote it and put something special in there just for you. So I can't wait to hear it.
I'm scared.
Right? I can't wait to hear it. Right at 7 o'clock. I mean, we could have just done, we could have done a two-hour Buckeye show and sort of weaved in NFL draft type things, but why do that when you can just make it a whole separate show at 7 o'clock? So that's what we did. And we'll have a couple of insiders as well. Scott Jackson, who covers the Washington Commanders, he will be by at 7:19. And Lauren Cox from the Locked On Bears podcast, he'll be by at 7:33. So there you go. We got reps of the teams that have the first two picks in the NFL draft here tonight. So I'd say we're doing pretty good here.
Yeah, I'd be excited to talk to
you. Be good. Yeah. Tyvus, tell me if you have thought a lot about Justin Fields lately. I have, just for the simple fact that the Bears are picking number one overall, and they're going to swing the bat again. They're going to take a good hard cut. Hopefully they're not very much like their neighbors, the Chicago White Sox, because they're terrible right now. But the Bears have been terrible. We know that. But I've been thinking a lot about Justin Fields and how I really thought that guy was going to be the one to turn it around for Chicago. And even just going into last season, flip on any talking head. What was Mike Greenberg saying? That he was going to be the MVP, possibly?
He said that.
I believe he did.
I mean, they got
am I making that up? Or something like that. Offensive player of the year. Well, one of those big-time deals.
Once they got him DJ Moore, you know, you was like, okay, they got him a weapon piece. They got he finally got a receiver that's a dependable receiver. And I remember they made that trade with the Panthers to get him. Then the next issue is the offensive line. And that's still, to this day, to me, is their biggest concern is their offensive line. But you know, once they got Keenan Allen, I was like, okay, you know, if Justin does stay, he got more weapons. They got DeAndre Swift. That's even more weapons. So now you got a run game going. And obviously they decided to move off of Justin Fields and send him to Pittsburgh. But I thought of him about 2 days ago, because I think 2 days ago, Pittsburgh announced that they weren't going to pick up his fifth-year option, which means that after, I think, this season, he will be a free agent.
And they got Russell Wilson, of course.
Exactly.
And I don't know how you can be a believer of him. But look, I completely understand where you're not sure what Justin Fields could ever become. Mm-hmm. There's just something about it, Tyvus. When it doesn't work out in that first landing spot, it just rarely seems to click into place for who is, you know, a top 10 type of quarterback prospect. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on for guys that fail in that first spot. And they just can't find it ever again.
Well, I think
it stinks for him.
Well, for him, I just feel like it wasn't. He didn't get a fair shot at this thing. Like they,
but
they,
that's the same goes for a lot of the other that is QBs. That's how it goes. That's how it goes, right? Life ain't fair.
But you
got to
at least do a better job of getting him help, get him offensive line. And I wasn't a fan of the play call. And like you didn't do things to his strength. You know, you tried to make him be something that he's not. And you seen how he was successful in the NFL by doing certain things. You just got to learn how to create a playbook to build around that. You don't try to turn somebody into something that they're not.
How did this work so well for CJ Stroud? And it just fell completely apart for Justin Fields. Is it simply the fit? I mean, CJ's also got to be a better player, right? Mm-hmm. You got to give credit where credit's due.
Mm-hmm. CJ, I mean, listen, he got Bobby. Bobby came from San Francisco, so they ran a similar offense. If you know Kyle Shanahan, you know he's an offensive guru.
Talking about Bobby Slowick?
Yeah, he was with me when I was in San Francisco. He was
good name.
He was the guy that used to run scout team meetings. So it's funny to see him become an OC and, you know, flourish.
But you know what I mean? CJ accomplished more in his rookie season than and I know Justin was living in turmoil, and the Bears have been a joke. Mm-hmm. We all know that, but what had the Texans been? The Texans were an unmitigated disaster.
But they also...
ownership down to the Deshaun Watson deal.
Now, I will say that CJ did a better job of making players around him better because Nico Collins was just a guy and Tank Dell was a rookie, so nobody knew what to expect.
Yeah.
And CJ got with them and, you know, turned them into superstars right before our very eyes. So he played that part. But they had talent. If you go back and look at what was Justin Fields' receiving core before DJ Moore got there, you know, it was a bunch of guys that was okay. You know, they were just all right, but none of them actually had that big playmaking ability. Che Claypool was supposed to come over there and be good, and he kind of didn't. He kind of plateaued off. It's the receiver.
Darnell Mooney.
Darnell Mooney. He made
decent,
he made
didn't
a couple
really
of
flourish.
Plays. Then you had
Cole Kmet, the tight end. Did you mention him?
Amon-Ra St. Brown's brother, Equinox.
Equinix.
Whatever his name is.
Chevrolet Equinox St. Brown.
He was hot and cold, and he was not what he was supposed to be. So they never gave him that guy until DJ Moore came in, and DJ Moore ended up having a good season. They started winning more games, but you had to do more to do that. Justin Fields was running for his life majority of the time when he was back there at quarterback.
And again, like this is kind of what we were talking about right off the top of the show, because you get a quarterback that is a star in the league. That is something for your halls at your athletic center. You know, that's something that you put up there. And that is something that is always in front of every football fan's eyeballs. If you are a top five, top 10 quarterback in the NFL, you're living on people's fantasy football rosters. People are just watching your games. You know, it's the NFL is one of those things for most of us, for a lot of us, where we don't have to have a favorite team on the screen. We're interested. We're locked in.
That's true.
Whoever it is. And if you got a guy that's playing QB, and then if you get two, maybe three of those guys, like we've seen schools do that at the same time here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And that just sort of, that reps your brand. It just puts you out there. And if CJ's doing it now, it would have been nice to have Justin Fields at the same time.
Yeah, it's not over with for him.
It's not over, but
you never know.
It's going to look great.
You never know.
You know?
If he somehow becomes a good player for the Steelers, they got the weapons, they got a decent line. He can do well out there.
I really was shocked by the way that it ended. I thought that even if it was going to end in Chicago, it was going to be a bigger deal. It was going to be a bigger deal. Bigger trade. It was basically for nothing. Pennies on the dollar.
Kibbles and bits.
Yeah, kibbles and bits, whatever you said. It might not be the biggest draft class ever for the Buckeyes coming up here tonight over the next few days, but let us put it in perspective for you how the Buckeyes perform on this stage. That's next. It's draft night. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Tweet from a listener. Are you carrying the Buckeye game today? Considering we've never not carried one? Yes. The answer is yes. The Fan.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care. Better value. Better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Rise and shine, jabronis.
What a show this morning.
There's only one place where Buckeye legends lay the smackdown. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Give me a juice box, Beyonce.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Where Timmy Hall can start swooning over Aaron Kraft any second. It's the Buckeye Show.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I am Timmy Hall. We got my man Ryan Baker back there running things. Tyvis Powell is here tonight. Draft night. Big things going on. Get right back to it. But first, I need to tell you real quick about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You remember the first time you failed to perform in the bedroom? You may have just laughed it off, but inside you were probably dying. No big deal, right? Happened a second time. Third time or more. Now it's a problem. How many guys out there you think just have a mediocre sex life? Is that good enough? Is mediocre good enough? Poppycock. No, I say no. That's not good enough. That's why you go to Tri-State Men's Health. You give my guys a call, 800-900-9654. You see what they can do for you in treating your erectile dysfunction. They'll turn that into function right away. TriStateMen'sHealth.com. That's the website. Go check that out. They'll have some information for you. They've got wonderful locations here in Central Ohio. The Westerville one, the one that I go to for the low T treatment in Hilliard, right there near, close to the house, right off of 270 and Cemetery Road. It can get here very quick after I get the shot in the ace. It's wonderful. But what you do, you go to that website, you set yourself up an initial visit. It's just $99. You get the consult, everything you need done. If medically advised, you get a test dose. And if it doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. You could be having, you know what, the very next day. Tri-State Men's Health. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. Did you see our friends from Rothman and Ice? They share a passion for something that we have a passion for.
What's the?
The movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner.
Yes.
You're a big fan, right? I mean, you do stuff for the Browns, but I don't think it's the best movie ever made.
Whoa.
But it's very good. It checks a lot of boxes.
It is a very, very good movie. If you haven't watched it, you're missing out.
Did you just woe me on suggesting that it's not the best movie ever made as to imply it's that it is the best movie ever made?
No, but it's a good movie.
Why did I didn't say that it wasn't a good movie?
When somebody says, well, it's not like the best thing ever made. Like, that's downplaying like how good of a movie it actually is.
I want to make it clear. I don't think I have that in my top 15 of sports movies. But
what about football?
It's probably not in the top 10 football movies.
I can't even think of two.
It's good. Like, I don't think they expected. I don't know if you've done any reading on how that movie or how long the process was to get that project. It was something that Kevin Costner kind of had in the hip pocket, wanted to do, couldn't get it, you know, bought, couldn't get a production company to or a studio to pick it up and make it happen. You finally did. And I just love how you got the official NFL teams in the movie. That makes it. It's I hate watching football movies and it's some fake league, like Any Given Sunday, what they
have.
It's not the NFL. It's just some, it looks like the XFL.
Doesn't matter.
Remember the Dallas Knights? What are those uniforms?
Doesn't matter. It was a great movie.
It still was a good
movie. Best football movie in my personal
opinion. It's actually a better football movie than Draft Day, and they didn't even have the NFL logos.
That's true.
And anything official. But I'm stealing this from them. I believe they started off their show with a great clip at the end of this. I actually am watching this movie this morning on Peacock. I had to.
It's on the Peacock?
It is on the Peacock. So you could check that out there. They needed to get a punt returner. After wheeling and dealing, it was Vontae Mack, the late, great Chadwick Boseman. It was Vontae Mack no matter what, but Sonny Weaver had to get all his picks back in the end, and this is how it sounded.
I want my picks back, and I want David Putney.
I need a punt returner.
Where the hell did that come from?
It doesn't matter. I want all my picks back, and I want David Putney just because I feel like it.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah, I am. Haven't I proved that already? You make this deal right now, Tom, and you get Bo Callahan. Say it with me. You get Bo.
I get Bo?
Come on, Tom. Say it with me, you pancake-eating
Enjoy your pancakes.
Oh, Bo.
Oh, man. Wheeling and dealing. Sonny Weaver. So let's look at these Buckeyes, Tyvus, and how they have performed in the draft here, especially recently. First round picks. First round picks. Marvin Harrison Jr., he's going to be a first round pick. He's likely going to go top five, possibly number four overall to the Arizona Cardinals. He would be Ohio State's 91st all-time first round pick. Pretty sizable lead right now amongst everybody else. So going into the draft, the Buckeyes have 90. USC would be second with 85. Bama, 79. Notre Dame, 70. Miami, the U, 67. Boy, that's a lot. That's an awful lot.
That is a lot. Man, we got 90 first round picks. I guess we were rolling sometimes. We had like, my year, how many? We have five? We have, hold on, let me think about this. Joey, Zeke, Darren.
You're talking about 2016?
Yeah, Joey, Zeke, Darren.
Eli Apple?
Yeah. Taylor Decker. Five.
Yeah.
Yeah, five. Wow.
Tied the draft class that Bobby Carpenter was a part of, right?
Yeah,
five. Or Bobby and AJ.
Did they have five?
Yeah, then? Yeah. There was...
Sheesh.
There was a lot. There was a lot in that draft class. The other notes to mention is that Ohio State is third all time in overall NFL draft picks. That's where Notre Dame takes the lead with 525, USC 523, Ohio State third, 485. Pretty big gap there.
Jeez.
Between Notre Dame and USC and then the rest.
How was it expected it to be that big of a fall off?
Should be gaining on USC though, just with this and Notre Dame, just with the state of the programs.
Yeah, but they
I can see in the next 20 years or so.
They're getting drafted though. Like it's not like players aren't getting drafted.
No, that's true. That's true. Like the level of programs is at a different place, like, but still,
just because they're not going first round, those guys are still getting drafted.
They're still getting picks. And this was another nugget that stuck out. Since 2000, Ohio State has had the second most NFL picks with 40. Only Alabama in that span has more with 46. Others in that company, Miami, the U with 32, Georgia with 30, Florida 27, LSU and USC 26 each. Really familiar teams. Like nothing is surprising right here. I do think I saw Iowa on a list today where maybe they cracked the top 25 for overall draft picks.
Oh, good for them.
Since the year 2000.
Good for them.
Yeah.
They always got like,
yeah,
their guys is like late round guys that turn out to be developed really well in the NFL to become superstars.
They'll get a lot of, you know, top three round guys.
Yeah.
You know, they've got some higher end talent. Like clearly they're putting a lot of tight ends.
Tight ends
they've
and linemen.
They've been doing that for a while.
Tight ends and linemen.
Yeah. Tight ends and linemen. Like it's not like they don't ever get first round picks. It's not.
I mean, they just had, didn't Jack Campbell go first round last year for them? To the Lions?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
And then
Laporta?
Laporta. And then they had, or did, no, LaPorta went, did Jack Campbell go first round?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
And then
he was pick 18 for the Lions last year.
And then they had one guy that went to the Green Bay, the DN, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jared.
Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, Lucas Van Ness.
The guy that had a whole room full of arm candy. Yes. Yeah. It wasn't just like Will Levis time. It's like a whole entire living room.
I'm putting them in there now. I'm putting them in the league.
Yeah, but does anything in particular stick out? Like with the, I mean, not with the first round picks, but the overall draft picks. You look at the history of it, Notre Dame, USC, just slightly being on top. I do think that's something that they could catch. I think they could catch that.
Well, Ohio State does it as of lately. Maybe, I don't know, we'll see about this year, but they usually get 6 to 7 guys a year that gets drafted.
Next year's certainly going to be bigger.
Exactly.
Next year's going to be bigger than this one because of all the guys that came back.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if those guys would have been eligible or decided to go into the draft, they would have easily like 10 people that could have got drafted. So next year, I'm sure they'll gain on some more people. And then if Ohio State continues to develop and keep getting these top recruits to come in and develop, they'll catch a lot of teams. They'll catch up.
Shout out to our buddy Pat Murphy's friend, Steve Hellwagon, over at Bucknuts. He compiled a lot of those little stat nuggets there in his piece. Tonight, it is draft beers and Buckeyes, and the man who loves those things is Pat Murphy. What'll he remember the most about this crop of Buckeyes about to go pro? We talk to him next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
1, 2, 3. Here at The Fan, it's always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Fan.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Think your office technology is safe? Think again. At Modern Office Methods, an authorized Ricoh dealer, we know how important it is to keep your printed documents safe and confidential. Almost 70% of business leaders feel their cybersecurity risks are increasing. Left unprotected, these networked print and scan devices leave your confidential data exposed to ransomware attacks, which can cost your organization tens of thousands of dollars. Find out if your business and data is at risk with our free print assessment at www.momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Drink up, Slappy. It's time for Beers and Buckeyes with Patrick Murphy.
Our guy Pat joining us now on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. It is draft night, Patrick. Welcome. In honor, I need you to tell me what your all-time favorite draft beer is and why.
Ooh, all-time favorite. I don't know. The first one that came to mind was Bell's Two Hearted. I'm not sure if that is my favorite, but I do drink that a lot on draft. So, yeah, we'll go with that. If I think of another one while we're doing this, I'll bring it up. But
It is better, you know? It is better,
yeah.
Right?
Oh,
we agree.
Yeah.
It's just something about it. I think you got to go. Haven't you taken a trip out to Ireland, Pat? You've gone back to the native land.
I have not been to Ireland. No, not Ireland.
You just came back from Spain. You haven't done Ireland yet. But if you have a genuine, you know, draft beer, it's that, right? It's... Why am I blanking on the name right now? What is the Irish beer?
A Guinness.
Thank you.
Why
do I know that?
Well,
I'm shocked that I actually know that.
I was just blacking out because it's such a good tasting draft beer. That's all. That's the one, really.
Yeah, I did have Guinness. We did Spain and England for a few days at the end, and I did have a Guinness in England. It tastes the same as it does here, but yes, 100%. Better on draft than it is in the cans here, where they have the little, there's those little balls in the cans that are supposed to keep it fresh. But
right.
that just has always thrown me off a little bit.
Like the nitro ball or whatever that is. Yeah, but yeah. Pat, you know, you're going to watch the draft tonight. We're pretty much going to see one Buckeye go off the board, and that'll be Marvin Harrison Jr. But we know of some of these other guys that will get selected, and that's, you know, Cade Stover, that's Mike Hall Jr., Tommy Eichenberg. There could be more, but when you think about this entire core of Buckeyes, I mean, you've covered their entire runs in some cases since the Buckeyes started recruiting these guys. What are you going to remember about these group of guys?
It's an interesting group. You know, we talked the last few months about all the guys coming back and unfinished business, right? And, you know, some of these guys didn't get that opportunity, whether they chose it or not. You know, they've lost three straight times to Michigan. They didn't win a Big Ten title the last 3 years. So it's, I don't want to say that their legacy is not, you know, those of other guys, because they've obviously accomplished a lot. You think of a guy like Mike Hall and kind of the name he made for himself, Cade Stover, say, I mean, really all these guys. And, you know, you kind of feel bad because they had such great careers, both as, you know, guys on a team and individuals. But it's not going to be remembered as some other guys just because there's that game at the end of the season against Michigan, and there is that, you know, Big Ten title and college football playoff and stuff out there. So I think it is important to remember what these guys accomplished, both individually and collectively, while also acknowledging that, yeah, maybe they didn't get the job done the way they hoped the last three seasons.
When you look at Marvin Harrison, obviously he's projected to go to the Cardinals. But what do you think is the best fit for him? If you could pick him and put him on a certain team, where would you like him to be?
I would put him with C.J. Stroud on the Houston Texans because I know that works. Honestly, no, it's funny. When C.J. was there for Pro Day over at the Woody, he was standing around talking to some of us that hung around to chat with him, and he was talking about, you know, guys that he would like the Texans and to draft, and he didn't mention Marv, obviously, because of their position, but somebody brought it up, and he was like, man, you put me and Marv together in the NFL, you watch out. Something along those lines. And mm-hmm. I mean, I think that would be a perfect fit.
He's just dreaming, you know? One can dream, right?
I mean, they did that with LSU. They got Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I guess in theory you could make it work. But yeah, I mean, I think just in general, you put him on a team with a quarterback who, you know, can get him the ball. And look, he'll make a quarterback's life easier just by being Marvin Harrison. But for him to be, you know, if we're talking like potential rookie of the year, ideal situation for him, somebody like CJ or, you know, one of the elite quarterbacks in the game, if he could end up there. Look, Kyler Murray, if he's healthy, he's a guy who has proven to be successful and has an arm that I think can benefit Marv. So that would not be a bad pick if they stick with Kyler long term and he's able to stay healthy.
Patrick Murphy from Bucknuts is joining us here. It's draft night here, but obviously a big part of this 2024 Ohio State team is the guys that are not in this NFL draft class. And Pat, this just continues to be the reason why this is an all-in type of season. I mean, what do you think Ohio State's got to do here as they go into these spring and summer months to make sure that they're on schedule for when they reconvene? And I guess step one is going to be to pick that quarterback first off.
Yeah, that's certainly a part of it. It is funny you brought that up because, you know, you get all these stories ready for the draft and, you know, talking to people about the draft. And look, this is actually going to be one of the easier drafts I've had to cover just because there's so few guys that are probably going to come off the board. And then I look to next year and it's going to be a crazy affair. But to answer your question, I think number one for me is, yeah, you got to figure out the quarterback. I wrote something today about kind of my concerns for each position group or lack thereof for some of them. And I put quarterback as my highest concern just because I do think the offensive line, there started to be some answers found toward the end of spring there. You know, Josh Fryer was playing well at right tackle. Luke Montgomery and Tegra Shibola both looked like they might be able to step in at guard. We saw a little bit of Carson Hinsman playing guard in the spring game. So maybe they've started to answer those questions. But yes, I mean, priority one, quarterback. I think then offensive line, you know, figuring out exactly what you're going to do at linebacker, I think is important. We know the names there with CJ Hicks and Sonny Styles, but how are you going to use those guys? So that's going to be kind of the scheming that goes on until they can kind of reconvene to the start of fall camp, I imagine.
When you look at the rest of these guys that's on this draft, which one are you most excited for? Who do you think will have a really good career in the NFL?
Yeah, I think Adunze, certainly. I know there's been a lot of talk about, you know, some teams preferring him as the top receiver over Marv. I think that's really just a matter of preference. I think those guys are going to have great careers. I'm interested to see what this quarterback class looks like in 3, 4, 5 years down the line. You look at the success of guys that come out of Lincoln Riley, you know, Baker Mayfield, obviously Cleveland Browns fans know the good and the bad of that. We talked about Kyler Murray earlier. So is Caleb Williams really going to be that, you know, dog kind of guy? What about, you know, a Drake May who's kind of fallen under the radar a little bit? So, well, we always talk quarterbacks at the top of the draft, right? And I think it will be interesting to see how this class plays out, because, you know, every year they hype it up, and some years it lives up to it, some years it doesn't.
Pat, are you in or out on J.J. McCarthy?
I think he can be a good NFL quarterback. I don't know if I would draft him as high as some of the projections. He just didn't do it enough at Michigan for me to say, yeah, that's a guy I'm going to build my franchise around. But I think, you know, if you could get him a little bit later and work with him on some things, I think the talent is certainly there. I mean, you know, he was a five-star kid for a reason, and he obviously won some big games. So I think the talent's there. I just wouldn't go probably top 10 for a guy that just didn't see a ton of it because they didn't throw a ton at Michigan because they didn't have to.
This is what we do now in the NFL. This is what we've been doing, is we pick guys that really don't have any business going top 10, top 5, and because they play the most important position in sports, they just go way higher than what their actual skill set is. It's been happening, and look, I mean, percentage-wise, most of them fall flat, Pat.
Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes you have so much time to analyze these picks, and, you know, I thought it last year, if the talk was true about CJ falling, which obviously he didn't, like, just look at the film, make the pick. Like, it shouldn't be this difficult. They've done it for years and years and years. I don't know if you need to go into every analytic with guys and whatnot, and I think sometimes you overthink things as scouts and GMs and all that. So keep it simple would be my advice, though I've never been in a draft room, so what am I talking about?
Well, I'm sure you could do it. I'm sure you could figure it out, man. You do a lot of other things well. Pat, always appreciate the time. Enjoy a draft beer tonight, and we'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Yep, there he goes. Our guy, Patrick Murphy, on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We will flip it to hoops here. It's been awfully up and down for the basketball team here lately, but I saw something that was reassuring today. We'll give it to you next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Head to 971thefan.com to listen on demand and subscribe to all our podcasts. Wasting time has never been easier. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, buyersauto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. We believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll talk Memorial Tournament with director Dan Sullivan, plus this week's tour stop in New Orleans and more with Dave Shedlosky of Golf Digest.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick, presented by X-Golf, Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan. Brace yourselves for more Buckeye banter. This is The Buckeye Show.
Yes, it is. Timmy Hall, Tyvis Powell, Ryan Baker back there. We got draft night here tonight. 8 o'clock, that first pick's going to be coming off the board. It's like a trillion to one. No, it's not that good. It's Caleb Williams, though. He feels he's a better prospect than Bo Callahan because Bo slipped to 7 in the fictional draft in draft day. That ain't happening to Caleb.
No, Caleb is. I mean, I'm shocked that they haven't signed the deal and did all the negotiating because it's a done deal. It was a one guy years ago. I think the Dolphins did it. They like already had this signed him before. This was before they did the cap thing, before the CBA thing came. They had already signed him, and when the draft started, they were really technically on the second pick already. I can't think of who his name is. It was an offensive lineman though from the Dolphins.
Well, I mean, Caleb is already sort of acting like he's a Bears player. So
yeah, I mean,
he's already responding to questions about, you know, who they would want, you know, with their, you know, with their next picks. Like we're already, you know, seeing what offensive lineman he would like to have on the team. He said Ola Fashanu, the Penn State guy, right? So he said Rome Odunze would be a player that he wants to play with as a wide receiver. So he's already given his takes. And you will see Rome Odunze on several mocks for the Bears at number 9. So you're seeing that. That's definitely a possibility. Both of those two players are definite possibilities for the Chicago Bears. I would think that one of those two does wind up being that number 9 overall pick. But we'll get back into that at 7 o'clock here. And as I told you, that very special open where something is written just for this man, Tyvis Powell. I can't wait for that as we'll flip it to our NFL draft preview special. But let's talk some Buckeye basketball for a second. First of all, I'm sure you guys saw by now, but Mr. Block Party, Felix Okpara, he's going to Tennessee. Didn't I call this?
Yes, you did.
Didn't I call this one? He's a Tennessee Vol. Man, what a good landing spot for him. Does this take a little bit of... It doesn't for me. It still stinks. Like, I'm not going to be hating on Felix Okpara, but I don't... Part of me doesn't understand where people say, oh, you know, I feel better now. Like, you see where the player went.
You understand why.
We didn't miss out. Like, we never had Trey Townsend. Like, what I was saying yesterday.
Right.
You were in a good place to where, you know, Diebler was showing some of his recruiting chops and that it was down to Ohio State and Arizona.
Yeah.
You don't need to feel all that bad when you lose out and you're in a two-man race and it was Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Felix leaving and then popping up at Tennessee, which is a great program right now, in a better spot than ours. That doesn't make me feel better, though, because, oh, wow, look who wanted Felix Okpara. We had him. We lose him.
He's from Tennessee, though.
Well, yes.
So it's like he wanted to go back
by way home. Of Nigeria, right?
Yeah, but he wanted to go back home.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at it, like, okay, he wanted to go back home. He probably, maybe he was a little homesick. I don't know. And like you
those
said,
kinds of things also don't make me feel all that better.
It don't. It is.
When thinking about the team, you know, it just, you know, going back home.
He went back home.
I like leaving home.
Some people, you know what?
Leaving home is good.
It's like the one kid from Ohio State football team. He went back to home. He went to Central Florida, Cedric Hawkins.
Well, but what do you think he would have done that if he was Lathan Ransom? You know? If he was Caleb Downs level, you think he would have done that?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe he was.
Stay here where the situation was great and you're playing at Ohio State.
If Caleb Downs never came and he was in the rotation, would he have done that?
No. Well, he was pretty far down.
I actually don't know where he was at on the depth chart, to be honest with you. Very
far down on the depth chart, Tyvis. It's just Felix goes to Tennessee. I'm still not entirely over that because they still got some work to do. You know, well, we talked about some of the prospects.
Maybe the 7-1 guy is
Aaron Bradshaw. Yeah, he's got to be, man. He's got to be.
You're right about that. Listen, he's got to work.
He's got to get better defensively because they miss that. If you look at what his blocks per game were.
What is it?
Well, it was like 0.7.
That's terrible.
Well, he also was getting what?
He's 7-1.
He hardly played. That's the other point I was about to make.
Just stand there.
He wasn't on the court enough.
Man.
But he is known much more for his offensive prowess at this stage of his development than a guy like Felix
He got post moves.
Yes, he's got some moves. He can shoot it a little bit.
Oh, really? I like that.
Obviously, he's a guy that's fine in the lob game, like Felix was.
He better be.
Same thing.
If he couldn't, that'd be a shame.
Yeah.
So what was he averaging in the few minutes that he was playing, like points-wise?
Oh, you're talking about Aaron now? I'll pull that up for you. I want to say he was like a 5 and
I think it was just like 3.4 points a game.
Yeah. I don't want to give you those numbers. 4.9 and 3.3. Okay. There. Is that better? 57.6 field goal percentage.
I like that.
Guys, that's pretty much what Felix was giving you, though. Not much more.
Well, Tim.
Yeah.
6-6 for Felix.
But he got off.
Felix was 6-6 for the season?
6.6 and 6.4.
That low, huh?
2.4 blocks.
But this kid.
The blocks.
This kid didn't play
My God. My God. Yeah.
This Aaron kid didn't play
well. Well, he's getting 13.8 minutes per game. He only played in 26 games. If you imagine him being the guy, I think by default, Aaron Bradshaw is going to be giving you probably somewhere around 12-8, right? That's the one thing, too. You've got to take a stand on getting these bigs to rebound. That's the one thing that I can't.
He's better.
Yeah, well, right. That's when
he's
Baker
7-1.
When Ryan reads those stats back off to me for Felix, that makes me miss him a little bit less because you've got to rebound the basketball. Oh. You can't be a 4 or 5 and not be hitting the glass.
Thank you, Baker.
It's got to be done.
You got him feeling a little.
It's
bit
part of the job.
Now. I'm trying to still be the realist on this Ohio State basketball team for people, and people are losing their mind about losing Felix Okparo. And you know, outside of the blocks, he's easily replaced.
I wouldn't say that.
I would. 6-6. There's a lot of 6-5 guys that can get you that.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just...
So is Zed more of the bigger loss? Because he could rebound.
Listen, Zed was limited. Not, I loved his energy.
Zed was not rebounding. I mean, we could pull his numbers up here too, but he also wasn't on the floor a whole lot. I'm just saying this... They've got to get rebounding back from these positions. That's what you need. Felix was lacking there.
That's like one of your number one jobs as a big man.
I don't know.
Rebound and protect the paint.
Like, did you watch him though? Like there wasn't enough toughness and pushing bodies around. And that it's not like he had the widest frame out there. And we know Zed lost a lot of his weight too.
Yeah, he did.
So that affected in that department. But the reason that I do feel a little bit better about things, Matt Norlander, who covers the sport about as well as anybody, he updated this, and it is a way too early top 25 because teams are not even set yet. But when you think about how he updated this today and accounted for Trey Townsend not being with Ohio State, the Buckeyes are still cracking the top 25. So they're in there at the number 24 spot. So they're around teams. Tennessee is actually in there at number 20, and they might move up a little bit because they did not pop Felix Okparo onto that lineup. But again, you know, it might not move them all that much. You've got Cincy at 22, Xavier at 23, and Ohio State at 24. So Matt seemed to just have his Ohio schools right there bunched together.
I wonder, is there still any good shooters in the portal?
There's good shooters in the portal. You've just got to go out there and get them. We talked about the 6'9" freshman from Central Arkansas. 6'9".
He came
and he hits the three.
Didn't he visit like...
This past weekend.
Yeah.
When I think right around when Trey was here or at the same time. But 6'9", can shoot the three a little bit, 14.5 points per game. But projected starting lineup of Bruce Thornton, Michi Johnson, Micah Parrish, the San Diego State commit, and Aaron Bradshaw, and Evan Mahaffey. I'd like to get to a place where Evan Mahaffey can come off the bench until he shows that he can develop offensively and hit some shots.
Did they have Royal in there?
No, they didn't. Yeah, I'd probably have
he's got to start over Mahaffey.
I would have
if you got Parrish in there.
Yeah, I would have Parrish probably in there at the three for now, and then Devin Royal as that starting four. That's how it would look. All right. Do not worry. The show continues, but in the form of the NFL draft preview. Tyvus and I get you ready for all the first round fun next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
During this 10-second promo, Rothman will lose money gambling on something.
People like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, the